me a praise, Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you, this is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignment and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
And know that the Spirit of the Lord says prepare yourself, because you're going to begin to find that the Lord is going to bring some sweet developments your way. And you're going to begin to find that you're going to begin to come out of a season of a trial and tribulation. You're going to find that you're going to depart yourself from out of the things that you've dealt with from January to June. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare yourself, because there's blue skies ahead of thee. First, you're going to begin to see that your financial outlook is going to be getting better and better by the minute. You'll also begin to see and know that you may have been dealing with a number of areas. Possibly you could have been dealing with credit, loans. You could have been dealing with insurance payouts or taxes or company benefits, or maybe some kind of a settlement or some kind of support, or maybe even bankruptcy, maybe student or loans or something of that nature. Or one of these areas have been a pressure. There's been pressured focus over the last 8 to 10 months. And yet it seems like it wasn't necessarily your fault. But the Lord says there's a shifting that is happening around thee. And you're going to begin to see that now the pressure shall begin to fall away. And you're going to begin to see that more money will also begin to come in. For the Lord says you're going to be able to pay off some things. Maybe if it's something that's old, or you're going to be able to pay off some debts. You're going to be able to deal with the unfairness of a financial situation. For the Lord says you're going to be able to cut your losses, but also move on. And the Spirit says circle October the 8th. Because again, you may bring a decision about money, but more about money that you earn. And you're going to find that even during the next 6 months after that, that the Lord says unto thee that a new source may show up for thee immediately within those next 6 months after that. For the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to find that your work is bigger than you can even imagine. For I've called thee to be my ambassador and my voice unto my people. And it seems as if that you have worldwide potential, yea, saith the Lord. And in the end, you will have much to show for your efforts. For the Lord will say unto thee that it's going to be important that you check for accuracy of all facts and things of that nature, those whom you get connected to, watch whom you put your trust into. For the Lord says everyone is not as honest as you may think that they are. So do some kind of a background check if you decide to get involved with someone, if it's business or something of a personal nature, saith the Lord of hosts. Now the Spirit says that the spirit of miracles shall cover thee. Miracles. For the Lord says you're going to have some superb things opening up for thee. And for the Lord says you're going to sense and know that I am moving in your life. For I will touch your mind, your body, and yea, even your spirit. I want you to begin to circle the 25th of this month as well, because it seems as if that you may have something that you may have to begin to deal with, or some kind of dilemma to solve. But know that all shall be well. Again, background checks are going to be key and important for you. Now the Lord says if you have to put off some kind of appointments or screenings, the Lord says take care of it anytime after the 25th of this month. Because if you have any kind of a chronic health concern, God said, go ahead and get a second opinion, because it seems as if that the answer is going to be there for you in doing deep research or deep work concerning it, or just get double checkups is what the Lord is saying unto thee. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me that you're going to begin to find that your talents are going to be in such a high demand that your head may be spinning, and you're going to begin to see that the compensation is going to be there for you, and you're going to receive some real generous things coming your way. And you're going to find that the work that you achieve will have abundant room for your creativity. Something's possibly around projects and writing. You should also be writing it, but also speaking. For the Lord says unto thee that you're going to find that I'm bringing new people in your life. But again, God says, do the background checks of new people coming in your life. For the Lord says, look for accuracy of words, but also check the foundations of their life. Prepare for breakthroughs, 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 and breakthroughs. For the Lord says, even a shot of unexpected income may show up near the or after the 25th of this month. For the Lord says, things are getting ready to begin to materialize in your life that is going to bless you. For the Lord says, prepare, for you will see a great move of the Spirit in this season. For the Lord says, when it comes to your career, get ready for favor, because you're going to begin to see and know that the Lord is with thee. And God says unto thee that he has been preparing you. Stay focused, stay on top of your priorities, work wise, and you're going to move your career into a new and an exciting phase, because Father says, you are going to shine, and you're going to see that your diligence shall bring financial security and material gains and great stability. For the Lord again says, evaluate people and their situations, for this is your gift that I have placed deep down inside of thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. And so, as the Lord has been speaking unto thee, Sister Linda, know that I'm going to cause you to prosper, and your gift is going to make room for thee. For I touch your mind in a brand new way, and it shall cause you to prosper. There's more money coming into your hands, more hidden money. For the Lord says that you're going to begin to find that the knowledge and the wisdom that I have placed inside of thee shall cause you to prosper. That the education and the knowledge is going to bring you into some real noticeable success and favor with individuals. For your gifts shall make room for thee, and they shall be one of your greatest gifts. And you're going to have success among groups of people, and you're going to find your place in meetings, you're going to find your place speaking, you're going to find your place teaching, because there's power, there's a power, there's a power that I place inside of them. And the anointing shall cause you to walk into favor with men and women. And you will shine, you will shine, and you will expand. And increase shall surely be thy portion.
God bless you, Dr. Linda Thomas. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, favor, infinite uncommon favor and infinite uncommon grace. For Father God says this is the season where you're coming face to face with your fears. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to press in and press on, even concerning some things that God has ordained for thee in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to be offered some new responsibilities and duties. And I hear Father God saying, grow not weary in your well-doing, woman of God. For I hear Father God says, order. You know, woman of God, I hear God saying, order, order, order in the court. For Father God says, this is the divine season of setting some things in order. For Father God says, he's setting you aside. He is causing such a purification, a consecration to come upon your life in this season. I do hear Father God saying, favor in relationships and partnerships in this season. Yet Father God says, listen more than you speak. I also hear Father God saying, things may be a little, just a little shaky in this season. I hear Father God says, if anything arises now, woman of God, I know you say that you gave a testimony concerning your husband just passing. Father God says, if anything arises concerning legal matters or attorneys or in-laws, Father God says, peace be still, Father God. Father God says, do not be shaken, do not be thoughtful, for Father God says he's going to work these things out. He's going to smooth these things out. I see you traveling, woman of God. And if you have to pack a bag for travel concerning these things, do so. And I just hear Father God saying, argue not, fret not, for things are coming together for your good. And I hear Father God saying, this is a great time to begin to look at the relationships and partnerships that are in your life. Look at the types of individuals of the people that you're attracting, and just begin to take a look at Is this what you want in this season? I also hear Father God saying, don't let anyone take advantage of you in this season. Choose your friends and your companions and the people that you're going to partnership and network very mindfully. For Father God says these individuals are going to have a great effect and influence on your life. Make sure their values represent your values, their views represent your views. And I hear Father God saying, surround yourself with people that are being, doing, and having the things that you desire to have, woman of God, in life. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season to show yourself friendly, and that is the word of the Lord.